Well, this morning is June the 26th, 2012, on a Tuesday morning. It's about 6 o'clock in the morning as I'm recording this. I hope and I trust that you are doing well this morning. I want to start today with, I was reading My Utmost for His Highest this morning from Oswald Chambers. And what he centers on this on June 26th is 2 Corinthians 6. And I love this just because, and I'm not going to read this whole passage of 2 Corinthians 6, but I encourage you to go back and read this today. And in this passage, in this first 11 chapters, Paul is basically describing the riches of God's grace in him. And Paul is describing the riches of God's grace that he possesses. It says this in My Utmost. I'm going to read an excerpt from this today. And the title of this is Drawing on the Grace of God Now. He starts like this. It says, the grace that you had yesterday will not be sufficient for today. Grace is the overflowing favor of God. And you could always count on it being available to draw on as needed. In much patience, in tribulations and needs and distresses, that is where our patience is tested. Are you failing to rely on the grace of God there? Are you saying to yourself, oh, well, I won't count this time? It is not a question of praying and asking God to help you. It is taking the grace of God now. We tend to make prayer the preparation for our service. Yet it is never that in the Bible. Prayer is the practice of drawing on the grace of God. Pray now. Draw on the grace of God in your moment of need. Prayer is the most normal and useful thing. It is not simply a reflex action of your devotion to God. We are very slow to learn to draw on God's grace through prayer. And this is the last sentence here. It says, never hold anything in reserve. Pour yourself out, giving the best that you have, and always be poor. Never be diplomatic and careful with the treasure that God gives you, and yet possessing all things. That is poverty triumphant. And this is just echoing what Paul says in 2 Corinthians 6, where he says at the end, having nothing yet possessing everything. Having nothing yet possessing everything. You know, it doesn't matter where you are today. It doesn't matter where you are in your possessions or where you are in and maybe just your emotional life, but you can be down to nothing, to seemingly in your heart and life being destitute. But yet as you draw upon the grace of God and as you draw near to the Lord, you have everything that you need. His grace is sufficient for you. And His power is made perfect in weakness. Join me in prayer this morning, if you would. Jesus, thank you that your grace is sufficient for us. Lord, as we start out this day, we draw upon your grace, Jesus. Lord, thank you that you give us more than enough, Lord. Thank you that you have given us your riches in abundance. Lord, but today as we start out this day, we want to express all over again our dependence upon you. Lord, that we draw near to you. Lord, we find our way for living in you. Lord, we find our mercy. We find mercy and grace and love in your arms this morning. Lord, we sing these songs of dependence and these songs of trust and of devotion. I need you more. Yes, Lord, how we need you today. I need you more. I need you more. More than yesterday, I need you more. Can say, I need you more than ever. Jesus, we receive your grace today. Lord, we draw upon your grace in this moment for this day. Lord, your grace is our lifeblood today. Lord, your grace is what we need for every moment. Lord, and without it, we are lost. Lord, but thank you that you make your grace readily available to us. Lord, we don't take it in vain. Lord, we take it with much trembling. Lord, and much humility. Lord, knowing that it is very costly. We love you today, Lord. Lord, remind us of your grace, and may we draw upon your grace as we go throughout our day. Be glorified in us today. Be glorified in your people. Lord, we pray this in your awesome name, the name of Jesus. Amen.